to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching on Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching on Air, the first for 2021. G'day, mate. How you going?
Not bad. Not bad.
It's a bit chilly.
Yeah. It's not sort of what you'd expect this time of year.
No.
A bit chilly, a bit windy.
Yeah, a little bit, but that's okay. You know, there's still plenty of decent fishing around, particularly shore-based, hey?
Yeah. Look, a lot of people don't really understand how good it is here. Mm. So we've always got somewhere out of the wind where you can go.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you're prepared to move around a bit, you're going to come up and get some pretty good fish.
Yeah, perfect. So if we are, say, looking out out sort of west, what have we heard any news from out west? I mean, there was so many tourists that went out towards Elliston and stuff like that. Has there been any sort of shore-based news at all coming through? Or
look, not a great deal from that area, because that area does get really pummeled up there. You sort of need to go to some more of those sheltered bays up around Venus Bay, Bads Bay and all that, where the fishing's good. So there's some good whiting catches been happening in there. Salmon, trout, garfish, tommies, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
But look, once that weather comes good, the offshore fishing is going to be fantastic.
And that's, of course, where all the tuna's coming from as well, hey?
Yeah, and everything else, all your big nanogai, blue morwong, Samson fish, kingfish, they're all out there. Some areas have got massive numbers of snapper as well, so they're a bit of a pain. Who would have thought that? Yeah, so you might have to do a bit of moving around to avoid some of those big snapper schools out there.
Well, if we are looking a little closer to home, Coffins, how's things looking out there?
Look, it's mostly in the bays there, most of the fishing. There's a lot of salmon, trout, and if you've got kids or you haven't ever caught a fish before and you want to catch fish, and there's plenty of people that come here that want to catch their first fish, around at Coffin Bay, it's so easy to catch salmon, trout there. All you need is a little metal lure. They don't cost too much. Yeah. You just cast them around, and you're going to find them somewhere there, and you can easily catch them. Great for the kids as well.
Yeah, perfect.
There's also snook, tommies, garfish, a few legal whiting, some little bronzies as well, little bronze whaler sharks are getting around the bays, mostly in that Dutton Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have a boat, you can fish off the rocks there in a heap of areas there and do quite well.
Yeah, perfect. And so I suppose if you have gotten up early, Farm Beach, how's she going?
Okay, that is good. So there hasn't been a lot of people going out there because of the wind, but those that are in a big enough boat and are fishing early in the morning are doing fairly good. So there's been some good catches of whiting from most areas. And once that wind gets too much, people just heading back.
Yeah.
But look, there's not only the whiting, there's garfish, there's snook, tommies, a few squid, there's gummy sharks grabbing whiting lines, bronze whaler sharks as well if you want to catch them.
Okay.
And the land-based fishers in the same area, like fishing that 7 Mile Beach, the Point Sir Isaacs, that's actually pretty sheltered there. It's the wind's coming off your back there in a lot of areas. Really good for whiting, flathead, and garfish there. So if you just got a burley trail set up, you can do pretty good there.
Yeah, cool. And I suppose if you're on the other side, sort of facing into the wind a little bit more, Frenchman's Coles Point, how's that looking?
Yeah, pretty much all the same stuff. Same with Point Drummond as well. There's some little areas there where you can get out of the wind. And yeah, you've got all that same fish there, the whiting, tommies, garfish, snook, flathead, sharks as well. They're all off the shore there. And for salmon, Convention Beach is really the only place I've heard where there's been salmon in the past week. It doesn't get pummeled as much.
Mm.
Places like Gunya Beach or Monster, that gets pretty
sweet
dirty.
But breezy.
Yeah. The water gets pretty dirty down there and the salmon won't come in. So
okay.
But Convention Beach, that's the only spot we've really heard that's been pretty good.
Lincoln, word is there's a fair few kingies getting around.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, there's a number of little kingfish getting around. Some of them are up around a metre long, but most of them are sort of under anywhere between that 50 and 65 centimetres. So you've got to remember 60 centimetres is the legal size limit and you're only allowed one fish per person. But look, in the mornings, early mornings, the kingfish have been raiding the town jetty, the main wharf, and also the marina as well. There's been quite a few there.
Okay.
So there's plenty there. Just get some pilchards or some squid if you want to use lures, some soft plastics or little poppers, little stick baits. They seem to be working too on them.
Yeah, and awesome.
Just hang on if you hook one.
What else is out there at the moment?
Squid, snook, garfish, tommies, a few whiting as well, and they're being caught from all the jetties and also some of those sheltered rock areas around town. So there's a few places we can catch some fish.
Okay. I'm assuming the boat news is pretty skinny given the kind of blowy conditions that we've been having.
Yeah, it is. But look, there's still people out fishing, and I've had a number of reports in the last week about a school of tuna that's been hanging around the proper as well. I haven't heard of any being caught as yet, but there is apparently there's a school down there that have been sighted jumping out of the water and busting into schools of bait fish. And they're decent size, apparently. So if you are in that area, when the wind calms down, it would be worth having a bigger rod and reel out there just in case.
Yeah, for sure. And those that are, say, in the bays early in the morning before the wind kind of really gets going, as it does, they're probably in with a shot with, what, whiting gars, tommies, snooks, squids, usual suspects, really.
Yeah, they're all there, and they're widespread throughout the bays, so you just need to be out early in the morning. So that we've got pretty good tides in the morning. That's when the best tides are, and there's some good fishing around.
And if you say in the national park, any salmon, or is it still pretty skinny?
Yeah, it's pretty hard going in that Sleaford Wanna area, only because of the wind making things really hard. But look, there's so many other areas in the national park where there's plenty of sheltered spots, and if you set up a burley trail, it's not too hard to get some tommies, garfish, squid and snook around, and there's plenty there.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
You can catch a pretty good feed off the rocks without any trouble at all.
And the bronzies, are they getting around too?
Yeah, they are. There's been some big ones caught off some of the rock areas in the national park, and they've all been caught and released. This wind is actually really good for them if you want to catch one of those big ones. It's good because you can get your blue and your baits out. Yeah, so it won't take long to get your bait out pretty far and into the water where those big sharks seem to hang around.
Fantastic. Tell me, how's things looking?
Really good for yellowfin whiting. In recent weeks, there's been some really good ones caught up there on surface lures and on baits. A lot of those surrounding beaches have been quite good, and there's been some absolute thumpers as well, sort of pretty close to 40 centimetres, which is a big yellowfin whiting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's well worth having a trip and trying for them. They can be a bit of a touchy fish with your lures and all that, very frustrating, or it takes a little while to learn how to catch them, but once you get the technique, it's good fun. Off the jetty, you get squid, tommy, snook and garfish. Night's probably the best time for them as well. That's when they seem to bite a bit better.
Okay, and I suppose it's probably much the same if you go out towards the group, if you can get out there, of course.
Yeah, look, it will be excellent. When you can get out there, it's going to be really good.
And Port Neal Arno Bay, the yellowfin would probably be much the same as sort of Tumby, hey?
They are, yeah, and they're biting really well up at Arno Bay from what I've been told. Okay. Really good up there. You shouldn't have any problems catching them up there.
Yeah, great.
The jetties, once again, good for your squid, snook, tommies and garfish. Mm-hmm. Been a few bait fishers that have headed out early in the morning at Port Neal before the wind got too strong, and apparently they done really well. Some really big whiting up there and plenty of them.
Yeah, cool. With that school of tuna apparently around the proper, you need to make sure that you're going out well prepared. You've got the Helco Lures, your product of the week this week. The Laser Pro series. These things, basically the bomb, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got two really good colours, and they're colours that we've designed ourselves. So there's the TNT colour. That's a red or a metallic red and transitions into a silver belly.
Yeah.
That one is an absolute killer of a lure. They're so good. And the other one's the Dirty Harry, and that's a pilchard type lure. We just sort of looked at a couple of other different ones, and we thought, let's just prove it a little bit, try and make it a bit more realistic. And once again, that's a silver bellied one, and then it transitions into a metallic blue with your pilchardy spots on it, and that's an awesome lure as well. So we've had the TNT colour out for a couple of years now. It's an awesome colour. The fish just love that red. And when they're not on that red, you can chuck that pilchardy one out, and that just smashes them.
Got to have options, you say.
Yeah.
And given that the weather is set to improve, now that's probably the time to come in, grab yourself a couple, and get set to hopefully score yourself a couple of decent tuna.
Yeah, they'll be in their prime now, and they'll be biting hard, I'd say, next week when people can get out. And I reckon there's going to be quite a few days next week where people are going to go out and try and get a tuna or two.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Yeah. They're good fun, after all. Well, Shane, where can we come and find you? And if you've got maybe some reports as well, be sure to drop them in.
Yeah, we're on 16 to 18 Howlett Place, right across from Centenary Footy Oval.
You beauty. Thanks for coming in for another edition of What's Catching On Air, Shane. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Ben.